Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
At the Hope Center, we believe in the power of mentorship to change lives. For over 19 years, we've been empowering youth through guidance, opportunity, and support. Through one-on-one and group mentoring, we provide students from grades 3 through 12 with safe spaces to grow, connect, and dream big. Our mentors are dedicated to creating lasting, positive change for every child. However, mentorship goes beyond the classroom. We create meaningful experiences, bowling outings, trips to the zoo, and special community events, helping young people build friendships and confidence. We also bring in local leaders to inspire and show our students what's possible, connecting them with real-world role models. Join us in building a brighter future. Visit HopeCenter1USA.com to learn how you can support, volunteer, or donate.
Here is our host, Kristen Engelkay.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm your host, Kristen Engelkay, and I'm here with the general manager and one of the instructors for Club Pilates in Snowden Grove. Welcome, ladies. I'm so excited to have you.
Thank you.
Well, I want to start out right out of the gate. Introduce yourselves and just a little bit about Club Pilates.
Yeah, my name is Kayla. I am the general manager at our Snowden Grove studio. Brand new, we just opened a month ago, so we're super excited to be in DeSoto County. And this is Heather.
Hi, I'm Heather. I'm an instructor and a general manager of another location of the Club Pilates franchise around this area.
Awesome. So how many Club Pilates are there in the area?
So they're including Snowden Grove, there's five. In the Memphis area, we have our Collierville location, we have a Memphis Lakeland location, East Memphis, Midtown, and now Snowden Grove. So five all in total.
Awesome. Well, yes. Welcome to Mississippi. We're glad to have you down here. So how long have you been with Club Pilates?
I've been with Club Pilates on Halloween. It will be 1 year. So I'm a little bit of a freshie to the business, but I absolutely fell in love with it from my interview. And it was with Heather, and I just absolutely felt all the good vibes, and I was like, this is where I need to be.
That's incredible. What about you, Miss Heather?
I've been with Club Pilates for almost 2 years. I've been a Pilates instructor for 14 years. But I was new to the Memphis area, and I got started with Club Pilates, and I haven't looked back.
That's awesome. Well, I'm super glad to have you guys here. I am completely uneducated on Pilates. Like, okay, so I've gone to the gym, I know how to do yoga and the stretching and all that kind of stuff, but Pilates is a completely different thing, and it has scary equipment. So for somebody like me who doesn't have the knowledge of what it is or what the benefits are, how would you go about making me not scared of the equipment and fall in love with it the way you did?
Well, Pilates equipment was created to support your body. So it was originally a hospital bed. That was the very first piece of Pilates equipment. Joseph Pilates was a man back in the day, a long time ago, over 100 years ago. He started teaching this method. He taught himself how to move with no equipment, and then he was trying to rehabilitate people during World War I, and he was... The patients were sick, and he was trying to do exercises with them, and they couldn't get out of bed, so he was using the equipment in that with the hospital beds. He used springs from the bed and poles, and he created what he called a bednasium, and then that became the Cadillac, and then he developed the reformer and all other kinds of equipment that you can use to support your body so that you can move more efficiently and more effectively. So it's really not scary once you start to use it. It's really, you will fall in love with it and you'll want to use it more.
Yeah, the first time you lay down on it and put your feet in the straps, you're like, oh,
it's
this
weird.
Is it. Yeah, you're like, I never want to get off of it.
Yeah, but you let it be awkward at first, and then you're like, oh, okay, well, this is like riding a bike. It's something I didn't know how to do, but now I do, and I want to keep doing it.
That's incredible. I love the history behind it. That's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So what does a typical class look like for a beginner to come in? How does that work?
So at Club Pilates, we offer a complimentary introduction to Pilates class. It's a 30-minute class to kind of show newbies or people who are like not new to Pilates, but new to club Pilates, like how we work. So basically you'll come in and hop on the reformer. We'll walk you through like step by step of what everything is, and take a little 30-minute class. You'll have about 20 minutes of movement just so you're not so like, I think everyone comes in a little scared. So you're not so scared to take a full length class and you kind of know what to expect. So that's what we recommend for our beginners, is to take our introduction class.
Okay. Okay. So what is the basic premise behind Pilates? Is this like to increase mobility, like stretching, like yoga and things like that as well?
Yes. So Pilates can do pretty much everything for you. And, no matter your fitness level, people who have never had an exercise routine in their life, they can get into Pilates and develop strength, flexibility, mobility, stamina, endurance, balance. I mean, pretty much everything you want to accomplish with exercise, you can get in Pilates. And you can use Pilates to help you with other types of exercise. Like if you're a runner, you can run longer and faster and have less injuries. Is that answering your question?
It does.
There's
absolutely
a lot to it.
No, I know. And I was like, I added like three questions on top of one question. But okay, so are we talking like cardio as well? Is this like...
So we have 7 different class types. So that's kind of something that sets us apart from other studios. And we have 4 difficulty levels. So 7 different class types. We have a reformer flow, which is kind of like your meat and potatoes, your foundations of Pilates. Then we have like a cardio sculpt class, what we call our jump class. That one's really fun. We turn the music up really loud and start going. Your heart rate gets up.
And you jump lying down.
Yeah.
Which you can't do on any other type of equipment except for the reformer.
Which creates like low impact. So Pilates is really like a low impact full body workout every single time. So you're protecting your body while you're also working out. So instead of like doing jumping jacks, like standing up and you're creating that impact on your joints, you're doing it basically laying down and protecting your joints for years to come.
Because you don't have that pull of gravity. It's more, you're working with gravity, starting lying down, and then you're like gradually increasing your resistance to gravity where you're sitting, and then you're standing at the end of the class, so that you are, if you can do something lying down, chances are when you do it standing up, you're going to have better connection to your body because you learned how to do it without as much pull of gravity on your body.
That's awesome. Okay, I could totally get behind the cranking up the music and having a good time. That's so you said that there are 7 different types of classes. So that's 2. Tell me a little bit more. What else do you do?
So we set our reformer flow and our cardio sculpt. We also have a center and balance, which is more of like a stretchy class. And then we have our control class, which is a bar fusion class. So we offer like a bar class in a but Pilates version. We also have our suspend class, which is a fusion class as well. And it uses the TRX straps to help with strength. And then we also have our fit class, which is kind of like, I explain it like Pilates boot camp. It's a like more high intensity as well. And then we have our restore class, which is a fusion with foam rollers and trigger point balls to work out like those tense muscles in the body and release fascia, right? Okay, yeah, it releases fascia. And am I missing one?
You're missing one, but it's the teen class. Oh, but yeah, that's not always offered. If there's a need for it, we add it to the schedule.
Yeah. And what is that exactly?
So it's a Pilates class that's focused on teens and their changing bodies. So it can, I started Pilates as a teenager myself when I was 14 or 15 in the middle of ballet class. And I have been doing it ever since. And so I've been doing it most of my life. And when you start something like Pilates as a younger person, it really does help you to develop better posture, better like a better outlook on your health and how you move. And if you learn how to do these things as a younger person, it's going to, this is something you can take with you throughout your entire life because pretty much everyone can do Pilates. So we do offer the teen class as well when needed.
Okay. So is Pilates a standalone kind of workout? I know you said that it can help you with endurance and things and the other stuff that you do, but is that something that you could, like, if I signed up and fell in love with it and drank the Pilates Kool-Aid, would that be something that I could do as just my regular workout?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely could. There's people who have never, like she said, never had a workout routine ever in their life, and they come in for the intro class and drink the Pilates Kool-Aid, and they become obsessed, and they're in there 5 days a week, 7 days a week, every single day. Because I think also it's a mental health thing as well. As people in general, we tend to take care of other people before ourselves.
Absolutely.
So I think, and I really preach it because I have a 2-year-old daughter, so I'm a working mom and I have no time to myself. So I like to take that 50 minutes that I don't have any phone calls, I'm not managing people and managing a little child, and just take that by myself. And I think that is a lot to do with why people like get obsessed, is because they have time to take care of themselves, and also they're working out at the same time, so they're getting happier endorphins and everything like that. So, and you see faster results too with Pilates, because you're working from your core outwardly versus traditional working out. You're working from your limbs inwardly. So you tend to see places that get fit a little bit faster, and then you're kind of stuck with the belly a little bit, or other areas that you're not feeling like you're seeing any results. Whereas you're working from the core, you're going to see those results a little bit faster.
Awesome. Awesome. I love that you said the happy endorphins, because that is one of the things that I absolutely love about when I do get to work out, or when I do get to do my yoga stretches, even the most low impact stuff, just getting moving, it releases those happy endorphins, and it lets you just get rid of that stress like nothing else.
Well, and that's the other thing about Pilates that people don't always realize, is that especially with club Pilates, which I think sets us apart, is that you have an instructor teaching you. So you're not only caring for yourself, but you are taking that time to have someone care for you. Because if you're going to a traditional gym, you have to get yourself there. You have to make yourself work out. You have to figure out what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. And you may not even be doing it correctly, but you don't know because you don't have the knowledge or someone to tell you. But when you come to Club Pilates, you have a very experienced and seasoned instructor who knows what you need to accomplish and how you need to accomplish that, especially if you have specific goals that you've shared with them. And we can help you to accomplish those goals by giving you a more specific class. And with Club Pilates, there's a specific way that we are teaching you, and we have a specific flow to our classes, so that you are going to get all those needs met, so that you don't forget about, oh, well, I also need to work my arms. You also need to work my legs. It's like you're going to get a full body workout every single time.
That makes a huge, huge difference too, because you're not left to figure it out alone, because you've
That's
got
the best
somebody
part.
There.
Yeah. I always call it like mindless. I come in and I can just shut off my brain, like mindless working out, because the instructor is telling me what to do all the time. Mm-hmm. So I can just like listen or look around and be like, okay, like this is what we're doing. And it's really nice. Like you don't have to be in control. You can let control go, and somebody else is in control, which is really nice.
Yeah, that's great. Give me just a few moments. We're going to cut to a commercial. We got to go, and we have to thank our sponsors of the South Haven Business Beat. So stay with us. Let's thank our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards. Go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively, exchange contacts seamlessly, and grow your business. The Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events. Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Kristen Engelke.
Hey guys, welcome back to South Haven Business Beat. We're here talking all about Club Pilates. This is one of our businesses that is a chamber member and new to the South Haven area. Guys, I'm so glad that y'all are here. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. I want to jump right back in and talk about some of your clientele, some of the people that you have coming to see you. I know that you said that it is for every age, every fitness level that y'all can accommodate, and everybody can get a great experience from that. Can you kind of tell me about what is the average age for the people that come and see you and what that looks like?
Yeah, so our average age at Club Pilates is about 55, but South Haven kind of is a little bit different, and I love to see it because we have a lot of, it's about 50-50 with our clientele, about 45 to 65 and up, and then we have a lot of like 25 to 35, 40-year-olds, which is a little bit different than our other studios, and I love to see that because I'm in that age range as well, and being a mom who had a C-section and everything, that was something that was really hard for me to find as a workout that could build my body back up. And there's a lot of like younger moms out there that are just like me looking for the same things, and nothing works until I started doing Pilates and I felt my abs for the first time in over a year working. And I was like, oh my God, this is it. So I really love to see other people like in the same situation as me, doing something that they love to do.
That's incredible. I'm really surprised at the age range that you said that it was, because I look at it and I would think that it would be a larger clientele being of the younger age and younger generations. So that is a little surprising to me, but I love it very, very much. And that so much of our community is taking advantage of this incredible opportunity of working out and being low impact. That's mm-hmm. awesome. How does that work as far as going to the classes? Is it where you kind of pay per class? Is it like, okay, I'm joining a gym and I've got to sign up? What does that look like?
So we do offer membership options. They are, all of our memberships are based on how often you want to use the studio per week. So if you're wanting to do this three or more times a week, we have our unlimited membership where you can come as often as you want. You can come twice a day, three times a day. You can come every single day of the week. But it's best for three or more times a week. You also get priority booking with that membership, where you can book out 60 days in advance. And then the next one down is about two times a week, so 8-pack membership. And then if for a 4-pack membership, if you're wanting to go one time a week, that would be the membership you want to do. And it's no long-term commitment. All of our agreements are 90 days. After that, it's just month to month. You can come in to cancel. Anyone at the studio can help you. So we're super hassle-free. You can text us, call us, email us, send us a pigeon, and we can get you set up to cancel. And I think that reassures a lot of people because they are scared to get locked into something hassle-free. And once people sign up, they usually don't want to cancel. So we give you that commitment of 90 days to show you why you should stay.
Okay, that's great. Okay, so with the South Haven Snowden Grove location, and I guess kind of all of your locations, do you have designated instructors that are at each location? Do they rotate?
Yes. So all of our instructors, for the most part, can teach at all of our locations. And there's definitely people who prefer certain locations because it's closer to where they live, but for the most part, all of our instructors can teach at all of the locations.
Okay. The only reason I really ask that is because I know that with working out at the gym, you've got certain Zumba instructors that you like more than others. Mm-hmm. So I'm more inclined to sign up for a Wednesday night class if I know this instructor is going to be there.
Yes.
That's definitely a thing.
It's definitely a thing. But I would say also, you have to have an open mind and try other people, because it is good when I love teaching my clients, and there are people that I can just look at them and they know what they need to adjust. And when you get to that point, it's great because it's very comfortable, but it is also good to open yourself up to trying other teachers as well or other class types, because you just don't know what you're missing out on and what you could learn from someone else. And whenever I have to sub a class, I always like to, you know, introduce myself as somebody who they may, you know, I might teach you the exact same thing, but you might hear it differently because you're not used to hearing me say these same words to you. So I always recommend trying other instructors as well. But yes, you should try it out and find who you like and definitely take their classes.
Yeah, too. It's great to have different instructors. We're all of our instructors are trained exactly the same. They just all have different backgrounds. Like, for example, one of our instructors, her name's Tamara. She has a choreography, a dance background, an acting background. She's also a bodybuilder, and she's also a Pilates instructor. So her classes are a little bit different than, let's say, Heather's classes. So you may take the same class from Heather and Tamara, but it's completely different because they have different styles of teaching and ways that they say things. So it's really you're getting taking the same class but getting something different every single time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's the thing. The other thing with Pilates is that there are some exercises that you will do pretty much every time you come in, like the footwork. And that's an exercise on the reformer. But based on how your body is that day, let's say you didn't get great sleep last night, you might feel it differently. You might learn something different just from how you are showing up in that class that day. And it's not always exactly what the instructor is going to tell you, but the more, like with repetition, the more you do something, the better you're going to get at it. Just like a musician playing scales, like you have to play your scales. It's not an option. If you want to play well, you have to play your scales. But so when you show up to Pilates, you have to do your footwork. That's part of the routine, but you are going to learn how to do it better. And as your body changes and you learn more about how to do it right, you're going to do better with that exercise. So, and then you might have somebody tell you a different cue in a different class and you learn something that you can take with you. So you always are learning more, even if you're doing the same thing.
Awesome. Well, what is your favorite class? Because you said that you started out just as a member going and taking classes.
Yeah.
But now you're a part of it and you're helping to educate others on the same thing. So what is your favorite thing to do?
My favorite thing to do is footwork. And every time I work with Heather, I'm like, Heather, I need to do footwork. Can you coach me through it? So footwork or feet and straps is something that is my favorite thing to do because I feel like it helps loosen my lower back. And also like help, with my tight hips. And it really helps me. Like if I can't take a class 1 week, I'm stealing an instructor to just do feet and straps with me for at least 15 minutes so that I can like not feel back pain. So it's really nice. Basically it's a resistance in your feet and you put your feet up, you can do a bunch of different things. And that's my favorite thing to do. But my favorite class is probably a cardio sculpt class, where you're jumping and it's fun, because it took me 6 months to do that because I was super afraid to do it because of my lower back issues. So I was like, it's gonna hurt if I'm like jumping. And then I did it, I was like, what the heck, I'll just do it. And then I've regretted not doing it for 6 months because it was so fun and I got such a good workout from it. And that's the class I always love to do.
I would say it's not a bad thing that you waited because you needed to understand how to move your body properly in order to get the most out of that. But yeah, and I really like, I really love the aspect of TRX. When we do our suspend classes, you do Pilates and TRX within the same class. You do about 50-50, and you do Pilates-based exercises with the TRX straps. And Pilates is all about, you know, getting resistance and working with gravity, and then TRX gives you the opportunity to work against gravity but at different angles, so that the different angles are going to change the way your body moves. And myself, I have some scoliosis, so there is some imbalance in my body, and with TRX, like I feel it with Pilates, but with TRX you feel it a little more intensely in a way that you can make a change really quickly. And so I really like suspend. I also really like reformer flow one. We do have levels. We have, like she said, four different levels. And I always like going back to the basics because the more you learn, the more challenging you can make the basics for yourself. So those are my favorites.
Awesome. All right, so I'm ready to sign up for my first class. How do I do that?
Yeah, you can call our studio. That's the best way to reach us. And you can go to our website, clubpilates.com at Stone and Grove. And yeah, that's the best way to reach us and get booked for your first class.
All right, awesome. Well, I can't wait. And everybody that's watching, definitely check out Club Pilates and let's drink the Kool-Aid.
Yes.
Cheers.
Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat. If you haven't done so yet, please like, subscribe, and share this video. We don't want you to miss a single episode for great educational opportunities for your business, for awesome business spotlights from our local community, and more inside scoop with the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Pure Focus Media exists to make high-quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity, and we are here to bring that vision to life. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us. info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.